it was a clear understanding that phase two of the upgrade of the Belfast Dairy Railway would come out of executive funds and wouldn't it be dependent on some future application to European funding. And it looks, to be honest, that the North West has been sold short again. I don't want to be too pessimistic about this because at least Danny Kennedy made some contribution to the upgrade of the railway, whereas his predecessor had been none. Nevertheless, he can't sit in these laurels forever.
The signalling works, we understand, are going to go ahead, and that's important as much from a safety point of view as anything else, but the substantive work is the work which would allow the hourly service to allow trains to pass, and that's the really crucial thing we're talking about here.
Exactly, and the passing loop is a substantial element. I should say the signalling equipment was last upgraded in the 1930s, and that illustrates just the wanton neglect that took place on this line, which of course they wanted to close as recently as 15 years ago. The passing loop now has been revised. They do realise that apart from the early service between Belfast and Derry, they need to plan for a half-hourly service between Derry and Coleraine. That's all good news because people are using the train. But I just wonder, 14 or 15 years into the Assembly, where is the North West faring in this whole equality agenda that people were promised by particular parties? The A5, the A6, the railway, the ferry service between McGillic and Greencastle. Sorry, you know, it hasn't been delivered.